Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Live, worldwide, Sports Byline USA. And here's host, Ron Barr.
And wherever you might be across this great country of ours and around the world, I'm Ron Barr. Good to have you with us for this edition of America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline. We're going to spend the hour with a man that's in the Hall of Fame as a pitcher. I'll tell you who that is in just a second. But I also want you to go to our award-winning website at sportsbyline.com. Don't forget you can listen to us anyplace in the world, anytime, by going to sportsbyline.com, and we have a listen live button right there on the home page. Also, our fan poll question is posted on the home page, a way for me to get to see how you fans feel about some of the important issues in sports. And the thing that we've added recently that I think a lot of fans are going to enjoy, because over the years I've gotten a lot of emails and notes asking about hearing some of the great interviews that we've had in our many years on the air interviewing athletes on Sports Byline, and we're now beginning to post them on the website, so you can check there and see some of the greats. We rotate it on a regular basis, so just about anybody you can think of, you obviously can find on the website. The other thing I want to encourage you to do, and that is go ahead and email me and let me know if there's somebody you'd like to either hear on the air on the show, or if there is something you'd like to have us post on the website, because I'm always responsive to you fans out there, and you don't know how many times I've gotten emails. Somebody said, have you ever interviewed so-and-so? And we go back into the library, find it, and we either run it on the air on one of the nights on Sports Byline, or we post it on our website. So please do that, and easy to do. Just go to the website, click on my picture. That'll take you to the bio page, and at the bottom of the bio page, there's a link there where you could email me. And if there's something else you'd like to talk about, criticism, comment you'd like to make about the network, the buck stops with me, so go ahead and email me. Juan Marichal is in the studio. They called him the Dominican Dandy, Hall of Fame pitcher, 16 years in the majors, 14 of the 16 with the San Francisco Giants before finishing up with a year with Boston and a year with the Dodgers. He won more games during the decade of the 60s, 191, than any other major league pitcher. He pitched a no-hitter. He threw 244 complete games. He led the National League twice in shutouts, throwing 10 of them back in 1965. And he was involved in arguably the greatest game ever pitched. It involved him and Milwaukee Braves Hall of Famer Warren Spahn. It happened on July 2nd, 1963. Juan Marichal, next for you on Sports Byline.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Offering locations throughout California, Dr. Robert Lin and his staff at IQ Laser Vision have performed over 40,000 LASIK procedures. LASIK is also as affordable as your daily cup of coffee at less than $2 per day. See for yourself at IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. Everyone who donates receives a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. Thank you for your support and help.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that GEICO would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the GEICO app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
GEICO. Anywhere, anytime.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon. Egg. Cheese. Croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
A seatbelt can stop you from going into a store. A seatbelt can stop you from climbing a tree. It can stop you from flying or from rolling down a hill. A seatbelt can stop you from doing a lot of things, like crushing bones and damaging vital organs. It can even save your life. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. So buckle up every trip, every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is America's sports talk show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Juan Marichal joins us on Sports Byline. Hall of Fame pitcher, 16 years in the majors, 14 with the San Francisco Giants, a year with Boston, and also finishing up his career with the Dodgers. And he won more games during the decade of the 60s, 191, than any other major league pitcher. He pitched a no-hitter. He threw 244 complete games. He led the National League twice in shutouts, throwing 10 of them back in 1965. And he was involved in arguably the greatest game ever pitched involving him and also Milwaukee Braves Hall of Famer Warren Spahn. And it's part of a great book called The Greatest Game Ever Pitched, Juan Marichal, Warren Spahn, and the Pitching Duel of the Century. Let me start out taking you back to the Dominican Republic. There has always been such a wonderful connection between baseball and the Dominican Republic. What's the history of that? What's the essence of that love affair between the Dominican Republic and baseball, Juan?
Well, we love the game of baseball in my country. Those days, you know, the kid wanted to become a baseball player. Today, I think they have a good reason why they want to become a baseball player, because they can make so much money and their life can change from night and day. When I signed my first contract as a professional baseball player, I got $500 bonus. Today, some kid from Dominican Republic, 16 years old, can get $4.6 million. So you can tell the difference. Also, baseball is number one sport in Dominican Republic. Everybody wants to play the game. You go to Winter League in Dominican, you go to the Caribbean Series, either with Dominican, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, or Mexico. In those countries, baseball is like bread and butter, you know, and we love the game and we love to play it. That's why you see today so many great players from our country, so many prospects in the minor league, and so many superstars.
Tell me about your first baseball glove. Do you remember it?
Yes, that was made of some material that was very, very funny, you know, because most of the players there at that time, at that level, we don't make glove. We make that kind of first base mitt. And this is how we learn how to catch the ball, because we can't afford to buy a glove or bat, even a baseball. We used to make our own baseball. And bat, we used to climb in the trees and cut a branch and let it dry, and we make our own bat. And this is how we learn how to play the game.
Take me out on the field as a kid growing up. What were those ball games like in the Dominican Republic among the kids?
Crazy, crazy. Oh, yes. A lot of rivalry. You know, we take the game so serious that when I play for the Dominican Air Force in my country, one time we went to my hometown to face a team in Monte Cristi, and we lost a doubleheader. That Air Force team was owned by Trujillo's son, Ramfis. And Trujillo was a big dictator in Dominican Republic. So we lost that doubleheader. We came back to the city. Ramfis ordered a commission to go investigate in Monte Cristi why we had lost a doubleheader. So until they came back, they threw everybody, the whole team, in jail. The manager got 30 days, and all the players got 5 days. So that's how serious they take the game in our country.
And the story is, did you pitch against his team, beat them 2-1, and then he liked you so much, he wanted you on the team, and you had to enlist in the Air Force at the same time.
A year before that happened, I faced the Air Force team. I beat him 2-1, and the next day was a lieutenant in the door, knocking on the door with a telegram that say, be at the Air Force right away. So, oh, my God, I took that telegram to my mother, and she didn't know what to say. So about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the same lieutenant came back with another telegram that read the same, and she said, well, son, you can't say no to those people.
Tell me how you got scouted by the Giants. How did you end up getting signed?
Well, this man, he used to play baseball at the Negro League team. One of those teams was owned by Alex Pompez, a gentleman that worked for the Giants as a scout for Latin America. And he named this man Horacio Martinez a bird dog in our country. And he started looking for players, and he ended up signing the Alou brothers, myself, Dennis Rivas, Elias Sosa. He became one of the biggest or better scouts in our country, and that's how I became a Giant.
What did you know about San Francisco?
At that time, nothing.
I mean, I can understand. And how old were you when you signed with the Giants?
18. Yes, I signed September 16 of 1957, so it was a few days. My birthday is October 20th, so it was about 20 days before I reached 18.
And so you leave the Dominican Republic, and where did you come to in the United States?
The first stop was Sanford, Florida, where the Giants have the minor league camp. I spent like a month and a half there. Then from there, I went to Michigan City, Indiana, Class D, where I pitched 245 innings. I strike out 246. I went 21 games in the regular season, 2 in the playoff. I ended up with 1.87 ERA. I think I went all the pitching department that year. So the following year, they moved me to Class A.
One of the things that I've heard from Orlando, your teammate and fellow Hall of Famer, and from other players that came from the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, when they came to the United States back in the 60s, it was like culture shock. And even the story is that you were very, very homesick, that you almost went back to the Dominican Republic. How hard was that transition for you, Juan?
Very hard, very hard. You know, I left my country for the first time. My mother, my sister, and two brothers. I came to spring training, and let me tell you, I was shocked when I got to Sanford, Florida, because I didn't know about the racial problem in this country. So I said to myself, I couldn't believe it. The greatest country in the world have this difference with human beings. And I almost went back because of that.
What was the first time you ever ran into racism?
Right there in Sanford, but and driving all the way from Florida to Michigan City, we had to ride in the last seat of the bus, right in the back. And was my manager name was Buddy Kerr, a guy that played baseball for many years for the Giants. And he became like a father to four black on the team and three Latin. Every time we stopped for gas or for food, he was sure that we got something to eat. So he used to take us from the back of the restaurant through the kitchen to have something to eat. And I never forget that. I think that stopped my intention to go back home and forget about baseball.
How hard was it to play the game when you had these type of distractions? Because, A, you're young. B, you're in a foreign country almost in a sense. And you're trying to perform, and yet you've got to deal with all of this.
When I was on the mound, I forget everything about it. Everything. I just want to do good. I prepare myself physical, mentally, to do good on the field. And I think that's why I made it, because I played the game to win. And I think everybody that play any sport should play to win and never give up. And I was that type of person, you know. I sacrificed myself for my career.
Orlando told me one time that a lot of the Caribbean players learned English by watching television. Was that true?
Well, when I came to the state, I can hardly say a glass of water. I remember going to a restaurant, and I used to look to a different table to see if I see some plate that I might like. So I used to point to that table and tell the waiters. I think the first words that I learned was same, same, same. I used to point to the plate and I say same, same. So that way to know what I want. So it was very hard. But the way I learned little English was I bought a English and Spanish dictionary. And in the bench, I used to sit with near some American player that I can hear them talk, and I can learn more by talking to Philippe or Mario or Jesus, because when we were together, we only talk Spanish.
Juan Marichal is with us in the studio. The Dominican Dandy, that was his nickname. The Hall of Fame pitcher, 16 years in the majors. We'll talk more about his outstanding career as we continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on Sports Byline.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door.
They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Juan Marichal is with us on Sports Byline. We're talking with a Hall of Fame pitcher about his outstanding career. What about your style of pitching, that high leg kick? Did you develop that as a kid? Because it stayed with you all throughout your career. Where did that come from, Juan?
Well, when I started to pitch, I went to a town named Monte Cristo, my near hometown, and I saw this man pitch named Bombo Ramos. He used to play for the national team in Dominican Republic. So when I saw him pitch, he became my idol, and I want to be a pitcher like him. And he used to throw like Don Drysdale, nothing but sidearm. So I started to imitate him, and my first 2 years amateur, I pitched nothing but sidearm. I came to United States. My first year was sidearm, and my second year, right before the season was over, Andy Gerber came up to me one day. Andy Gerber was my manager. So he came up to me one day and said, Juan, why did you pitch like that? I said, well, that's how I learned. I don't want to go through the story about Bombo Ramos. So, but then he kept asking me questions, so I have to tell him about Bombo Ramos. So I said, Andy was a pitcher in my hometown named Bombo Ramos. I used to pitch sidearm, and I saw him pitch one afternoon, and I fell in love with his style, and he became my idol. That's why I throw like that. So he said, do you want to learn how to throw overhands? I said, what would be the benefit if I do learn? He said, well, you will be much better pitcher against left-handed hitters. Right away, I said, yes, I want to learn. So he took me to the bullpen with two baseball and a catcher, and I tried to start to throw the ball overhand. I never did it before. So at the same time, it seemed impossible to do it without kicking my leg. And that day, that leg high kick started thanks to Andy Gilbert.
Did anybody coach you along the way when you came in? I mean, you were pretty much set in your style. And the one thing you were certainly known for aside from the high leg kick was your pinpoint accuracy. I mean, you didn't walk very many people. And I'm just wondering, when you came into professional baseball in this country, did people try to tinker with your pitching motion?
Well, I got a few tips from my oldest brother when I was pitching in Dominican Republic. Then when I went to the team, the Air Force team, was a coach there named Francisco Pichardo. We call him Viruta. And on a rainy afternoon or rainy day that we didn't play ball, he used to take all the pitchers to the mound. And he used to throw the ball with such a pinpoint control. And he used to tell every pitcher, he'd say, do you know, I don't have too much speed, but if you can throw the ball on that spot, you can pitch anywhere in the world. And you know, he was right, because after I learned how to pitch, and I tried to copy what he say, you know, to throw the ball in a spot where the hitter don't hit it with too much power, and tried to hit the catcher gloves, I think you're going to end up being a great pitcher.
You had a deadly combination, the high leg kick, but you also, did you not, throw from different positions with your arm. Overhand, sidearm, three-quarter arm. And that combination, I would think, would really throw off the rhythm of the hitter. Was that by design, Juan?
Well, I heard that from many hitters, you know, after they faced me. After I learned how to throw overhands, I have the chance to go overhand, three-quarter, sidearm. Like, sometime when I got a right-handed hitter in two-strike, I used to drop down and throw a sidearm. Because I know that the right-handed hitter didn't like that style. They don't like the ball that came from that direction. So I think I have the advantage of by learning how to throw overhand, and now I can go three ways. One time a writer say that I can throw 13 different pitches. So I think I only control five, but I think it was – talking about all the direction, all the way that I used to throw overhand, three quarters, sidearm. So you can count a different pitcher. You can throw fastball, sidearm, fastball, three quarter, and fastball overhands, and the rotation on the ball is different.
You made a very impressive debut in the major leagues, July 19th, 1960, Philadelphia Phillies. Tell me about the game.
Well, I come up in July 10, and Tom Sheehan was the manager. And he come up to me and say, Juan, you got to be prepared for July 19. You're gonna face the Philadelphia Phillies. You're going to pitch that day. In between, I just want you to throw batting practice. So I was getting ready, you know, for that day, and the day went by, and July 19 come up, and I was ready for that game. I remember throwing the ball in the bullpen, and they was announcing the lineup. When they come up to my name, I got goose pimple, you know, and I feel funny after they mention my name. I feel very funny, and I say, if I feel this way, I don't think I'm going to be able to pitch. So I went to the mound. I threw the seven regular throw that they allow you to do on the mound before every inning. And I still feel the same way. But when I saw the leadoff batter, everything went away. And I was able to throw the ball. And lucky enough, I pitched one hitter.
For everybody, it was a one-hit shutout. He only walked one, and he struck out 12. What was the pitch that Clay Dalrymple hit?
You know, Tom Sheehan and Orlando Cepeda, he was my interpreter. So they come up to the mound, and they pinch hit Clay Dalrymple, you know, and they say that this guy's a pretty good fastball hitter. So don't throw him nothing but curveball. So the first pitch I threw, he hit one over the second base, and that was the only hit. But I followed the rule. I threw what they told me to throw, but it didn't work.
You mentioned about the game being different, and certainly a part of the game when you were pitching, Juan, was intimidation by the pitchers. I mean, Bob Gibson was a very intimidating pitcher. You were a very intimidating pitcher. It seems like it was a dichotomy to your personality. You were an easygoing, lovable type of guy. How did you pick up the intimidation factor?
Well, I learned through the years and watching other pitchers like those guys you mentioned, Gibson, Drysdale, that you have to learn how to throw in and out. And if you're throwing two pitches outside, you have to show that hitter that you can come in. And because if you pitch one way, I think they can get you. But if you make those hitters think a little bit, they don't know where the next pitch is going to be on the zone where you want to that pitch to be. So I used to brush hitters sometimes. And sometimes that batter that I brush back, they want to chase the mounds. But, you know, when that happened, Orlando was always next to me. So the hitters They say Orlando. They see Orlando so big next to me, and they say, oh, no, I don't go over there.
Pete Rose said you were the best pitcher that he ever faced, and even Bob Gibson paid you a very strong compliment as well. He said, I had a better fastball and slider. He said, but Marichal was the best of our time, better than Koufax and better than me. That is a high compliment, sir.
I think so. Came from one of the best. Gibson was awesome. I used to love to watch him pitch. He was a great competitor. And a guy that when he was on the mound, he mean business. He know that he want to win. And the only way is by competitor and being tough. It's not all the way that you can be a great pitcher if you don't throw the ball the way he used to.
We got about 45 seconds before we have to break. But was it a badge of courage to pitch a complete game? I mean, I think about today with the specialization where, you know, you have the setup guy, you got the closer, middle reliever. But you guys did not want the ball taken out of your hand, did you?
Well, those days, when they give you the ball, they expect you to go nine innings. And I used to love to go nine. I think when if you're not tired, I think you should go nine. You should try. And the only reason that you can develop a strong arm is by throwing. If you don't throw nothing but maybe 60 or 80 pitches or 6 or 7 innings, your arm don't going to be strong enough when you try or you have to go nine. I think you have to do it. Gaylor, myself, you know, we used to work so hard, and we used to complete so many games, and we never, never have an arm problem. Never.
Juan Marichal, 244 complete games. We'll continue, and we'll talk about that great game as we continue on Sports Byline.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Colonel Sanders here for Kentucky Fried Chicken, and let me tell you, if you've got a hungry family of four, or four hungry friends, or maybe just four hungry people you only kind of know, well, fill them all up with a KFC $20 fill-up, made hot and fresh every day, with 8 pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a side of coleslaw, and 4 biscuits, all for just $20. KFC, Colonel quality guaranteed.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax and substitutions extra.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Ow. Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Juan Marichal has joined us on Sports Byline USA, and as I mentioned, he was part and involved in arguably the greatest game ever pitched involving him and Milwaukee Braves Hall of Famer Warren Spahn. The date was July the 2nd, 1963 at Candlestick Park. The two great pitchers matched scoreless innings until the Giants outfielder Willie Mays homered off of Spahn to win the ballgame 1-0 in the 16th inning. I think before we talk about that game, everybody that's listening around the world should understand what Candlestick Park was like to pitch in. What kind of park was it for you and for Warren that night?
Oh, that was, to me, the way the game went. And, you know, it was easy for both of us to pitch in that park because we went 15 innings. We threw over 200 pitches. I was lucky enough to become the winner. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy to pitch against the great Warren Spahn, a left-hander, the winning left-hander in the decade, you know, the 363 wins. And he was tough. He was tough as a pitcher and as a batter. He was a good hitter. And pitching at Candlestick, I used to enjoy it.
That ballpark was windy, and that's what I was getting at, and it could get very cold in the middle of summer. What was the night like? Did that help out as far as both of you being able to pitch that long?
I concentrate so hard in that park because every time I hear that the hitters complain about the wind and the dust and this. So I say to myself, if they don't like it, you know, I have to think that it's a good place for a pitcher. So I have to concentrate on that and forget about the weather, forget about the wind, and just try to do your job, throw the ball where you think it's gonna affect the most the hitters, and just concentrate on that. And I think that's what I used to do when I was on the mound.
When you think about the fact that it was Warren Spahn, the great lefty, and it was the great righty, Juan Marichal, pitching against each other, was there something about that competition between the two of you in that game that added to the kind of the rush for both of you pitchers?
Well, Alvin Dar wanted to take me out from the ninth inning on. And I went to him and I begged him to let me stay on the game, you know, and I say the weather's nice. I feel strong. I don't know about the weather, if it was nice or not, but I just say that for him to keep me on the game. So he let me stay for 2 innings or 4 innings. So now the game is on the 14 innings. He came back to me and said, "That's it. You're not pitching any longer. I don't want you to hurt your arm. I don't want nothing to happen to you." So I say to him, "Mr. Dark, do you see that man pitching over there? He's 42 years old. I'm only 25, and nobody's going to take me out of this game." So he was mad. You know, I should not say that to him because he was my manager, and you have to have some respect for your manager. But I don't want to leave the game. And Ed Bailey was catching on that game. And every time that Alvin wanted to take me out, he said, "Don't let him, don't let him." Win or lose is a great, great, great game. So in the 15 innings that I went out, when I came back, I say, "Alvin, that's it. You can get somebody else." So he called the bullpen and get somebody ready. And when Warren went in, he got just 3 out, just like that, and I look at my glove, I look at my hat, and I look to the bullpen. I saw the relief pitcher coming in, and I run to the mound. So they have to call that relief pitcher back to the bullpen. So lucky enough, I got 1, 2, 3, and before I get to the dugout, I wait for Willie to came from center field, and I say, Chico, Alvin Dog is mad at me, so I don't gonna be pitching any longer. So he tapped my back and say, "One, don't worry, I'm gonna win this game for you." So he was the leadoff batter, and at that innings and first pitch, that ball left the park. I was the happiest man in earth.
I bet. 1-0 the final as Willie Mays hit the home run in the 16th inning to win it for the Giants and Juan Marichal. And again, I want to urge you to check out this wonderful book. It's called The Greatest Game Ever Pitched, Juan Marichal, Warren Spahn, and the Pitching Duel of the Century. I think it's easy to say that there were a lot of great hitters playing baseball when you were pitching. And I think of people certainly like Frank Robinson in the National League, Roberto Clemente, Pete Rose, Billy Williams as well. Tell me about some of the hitters then and the battles that you had with some of the great hitters in the National League.
So many, like you say, so many good hitters at that era. I remember Will Stargell. I remember Billy Williams. Those guys, you know, Pete Rose. He was something. Roberto Clemente, and a guy from the Dodgers that broke his ankle, Tommy Davis. He was a great, great hitter. And everywhere you go was Lou Brock, Maury Wills. That guy, I think I don't want to see that guy come to the plate because if he get on, he can extend a walk to a triple. And with so many tough players at that era that when I see, I hear people now compare that era to now, I think that the only difference now is the money that the player make because those days was hard to pitch or hard to hit. And you have to play the game to win. And I think the game was played differently at that time.
Warren, I've had a lot of great pitchers tell me the same thing, that the big boppers, the big home run hitters, really did not bother them that much. It was those little pesky contact hitter guys, the guys like Tony Gwynn, and you were talking about Tommy Davis and others like that. But, I mean, were the contact hitters the ones that used to drive pitchers like you crazy?
Yes, yes. And I can mention one that I try so hard to get that guy out. And every time he was at the plate, he gave me some hard problem. Was Tony Gonzalez. He was one of those guys that hit the ball left field to the middle, or sometimes he pulled the ball. But I have such a hard time to get him out. And one time, after we both retired, you know, we played this legend game in Miami where they have all the Cubans. So I was invited to play in that game. And I think I was playing for Amendares, and he played for Havana. And I got him out. And I told him, I said, listen, it took me 25 years to do it, but now I'm happy. I got you out.
Of course, you had some great players on your team as well, a number of Hall of Famers aside from just yourself, Orlando Cepeda, Willie Mays, and Willie McCovey. If you would, for just a moment, was there a commonality among all of you, all four Hall of Famers, about the way you approached playing baseball?
I was so proud. I was so proud to be on that group. You know, I'm playing the same field with Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, Orlando Cepeda. Sometimes the three Alou brothers that they play the same field in the same game. I was so proud to with my career and my year that I play at the major league level, because since I was a kid I wanted to become a baseball player, but I never thought that I was going to be playing in the same field with the best baseball player ever, Willie Mays.
What was it from a player's perspective? I know what the media says. I know what the fans say. But I've always found that professional athletes have a particular appreciation for other great athletes that maybe the others that I mentioned don't have. What is it that you as a Hall of Famer have as an appreciation of the way Willie Mays played the game?
He played to win. He played to win. And he was the type of players that don't need coach. He used to hit a ball, and he know how far he can go without looking at anybody. He know if he can go to second or if he can extend that hit to a triple. He know from second if he can score, because he studied every opposite player. He know what kind of arm this guy got, and he never take a chance. He play to win, and he play smart. That was the type of player that Willie was. And another guy that amazed me through the year was Roberto Clemente. He was another guy that played to win. That man used to hit a ball to the mound, and if you didn't hurry, he can beat that throw to first because he never give up, never. So that's the way that I like to see the ball play, you know, the game, because when you play to win, nobody can criticize you.
You mentioned about the game being played differently. The ballparks are different as well. I remember as a kid, I visited my grandparents in Parkersburg, West Virginia, and we always went to Cincinnati to either watch the Reds for a series on the weekend or the Pittsburgh Pirates at Old Forbes Field. Now, I think the saying was, it's about a $5 cab ride to center field in Forbes Field. I mean, that was a very big ballpark, was it not?
Yes, yes. Those days, you don't see those plays that you see today. The ball is hit, and the outfielder run to the wall, and jump and cut the ball. And those days, you don't have time to get to the wall because the fence was so far. So today you see so many times that play, a guy that hit a ball out of the park, but the outfielder jump and rub a home run. So those days was different.
Another aspect of your greatness as well was the fact that baseball decided that too many runs were being scored, and so they lowered the mound, did they not? And you turned around the next season, and if my memory serves me correctly, either won 25 or 26 games after they lowered the mound.
No, I think that happened the same year that Gibson came up with a 1.12 ERA.
Right.
And I win 26 games. I complete 30 games. That was in 1968. So they lowered the mound after that season.
Okay.
Because, I think that whoever did it didn't like the pitchers.
We only have a couple minutes left. But when you think back on your great career and you've had a moment to kind of sit back and reflect a little bit, what is it that Tawan Marichal means the most to him about what he did in baseball and how he played the game?
Well, I think that a lot of people appreciate my career. Most of the people that know baseball, they know how hard I work. I prepare myself to be on the field and give 100%. I think I sacrifice myself to have a good career. And if you do that, I think you end up at a positive way. You know, every time I knew I was going to pitch the next day or 2 days later or 3 days, I prepare myself. You know, I never smoke, I never drink, and that was a big sacrifice, you know, because I know most of the players, they like a good life, you know. They want to go to a disco, they want to have a good time, they want to do this. I was different. I was different, you know, and thank God that I sacrificed myself and it paid off.
We got about 45 seconds left. Is there a particular moment in your career that is emblazoned in your mind, a moment that you'll never forget?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I would never forget the incident with Johnny Rosenberg. Never. Because I think that hurt my career. It hurt my image, and it hurt Juan Marichal. And I am very sorry about the incident, about what happened, and I regret my the way I handled the situation.
The two words associated with Juan Marichal in my mind is a gentleman and also classy. You had a great career, and I thank you for sharing with us the moments that got you through that career. Thank you very, very much, Juan, for coming in and spending some time with us here on Sports Byline.
My pleasure. It's a great thrill to be here with you and be in San Francisco, the city that I love the most. I love the people, and I love the Giants.
Juan Marichal with us, Hall of Fame right-hander, the Dominican Dandy. That's what they called him, 16 years in the majors. We continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation.
Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Hall of Fame pitcher Juan Marichal with us this hour on Sports Byline. They called him the Dominican Dandy, and I'm not sure that he got as much credit as he deserved. There were other pitchers during his era that probably got more credit, people like Sandy Koufax and Bob Gibson. But if you think about the history of Major League Baseball, there are a handful of icons, Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays, certainly Sandy Koufax and Bob Gibson, but you'd have to add Juan Marichal to that list as well. He won more games during the decade of the 60s, 191, than any other major league pitcher, and he threw a no-hitter. He threw 244 complete games, and he led the National League twice in shutouts, throwing 10 of them back in 1965. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm Ron Barr, glad you could be a part of America's Sports Talk Show.
Hey, sports fans, this is Andy Dorf. Check out my show, Dorf on Sports, Byline Sunday, each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Time on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA radio network and sportsbyline.com.